When assisting a person who uses a letter or alphabet board, it's a good idea to ask if they have written instructions on how they use the board. Most people have instructions on the back of the board, which will tell you what finger they use to select letters on the board, or whether they use a knuckle, a pointer like Tony uses, or eye gaze. If there are no instructions, then you should ask them to show you how they select the items on the board. Find out how the person communicates yes and no if it's not obvious. They might use speech, they might nod or shake their head, and some people might have more personalized signals like looking up for yes and looking down for no. Once you find out how the person signals yes and no, you can proceed to ask questions about how they communicate and what they want you to do. Find out if the person uses any gestures or body language that you should know about. For example, they may want you to know that they look down at their board, or they lift their hand, or they lift their leg if they want to communicate something. They might have a quick signal to tell you that they need to take a break. Find out where they keep the board and if you can get it for them. Never dig into a person's bag without asking permission. Ask where you should sit when facilitating their communication, because some people may have difficulty controlling their movements and may be very concerned about hitting you if you sit in the wrong place, and they will want you to sit in an area where you can best see what they're pointing to on the board. Ask if they want you to hold their board in place when they're using it. There's nothing more frustrating when a board is slipping around on the surface. Some people will want their board on a table, and others may want to have it on the tray on their wheelchair. If a person is in a wheelchair, be very careful not to touch it, lean on it, put your feet on the wheels, or hang on to the handles, as a wheelchair is a person's personal space, and if you do need to touch it or the bag, always ask permission.